Pod Quiz 990. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 990. We have a prize round this week, so listen up later for a chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt.
Round one.
We start this week with an intros music round. You're going to hear five pieces of music, and in each case I'd like you to tell me artist and title, but you're only going to hear the first few seconds of the song.
Question one. Question two.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Question three. Question four. Question five. Round two.
Round two is on statues.
Question six.
Which statue was constructed around a metal framework built by Gustav Eiffel, who is more famous for the Eiffel Tower, and was given as a gift to the people of France?
Question seven.
A statue of which Hans Christian Andersen character is a famous tourist attraction in Copenhagen? The Little Mermaid, Thumbelina, or the Ugly Duckling?
Question 8.
The Venus de Milo is an ancient Greek marble statue of the goddess of love. She is missing which body parts?
Question 9.
Which French sculptor created the bronze statue called The Thinker?
Question 10.
Which 17-foot-tall Michelangelo statue is housed in the Galleria dell'Accademia in Florence?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on ancient Greek deities. For each of the following 5 questions, I will name an ancient Greek god and goddess, and I would like you to tell me the thing they are associated with. So, for example, if I said Dionysus and Amphictyonis, then the answer would be wine.
Question 11.
Eros and Aphrodite.
Question 12.
Ares and Athena.
Question 13.
Poseidon and Amphitrite.
Question 14.
Hypnos and Pasithea.
Question 15.
Thanatos and the Keres.
Round 4.
Round 4 this week is in which year? This is one of those rounds that only has one answer, and you'll score points depending on how quickly you get it. So the questions come in the form of clues to a year. The fewer clues you need to get the right year, the more points you score.
Question 16.
On March the 30th, Batman made his debut appearance in the 27th issue of Detective Comics.
Question 17.
John Steinbeck's novel, The Grapes of Wrath, was published on the 14th of April.
Question 18.
Franklin D. Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to appear on television at the opening of the New York World's Fair on the 30th of April.
Question 19.
The Spanish Civil War came to an end on the 1st of April.
Question 20.
Germany invaded Poland on the 1st of September, triggering the start of the Second World War.
Round 5.
It's time for the prize round. The way this works is that there are 5 general knowledge questions. You need to write down your answers and send them in an email to quizmaster@podquiz.com. If you tell me where you're from in that email, that's very useful as well. Then in a couple of weeks' time, there is a prize draw from all those who get all the answers right, and the winner receives a PodQuiz t-shirt. There is also a consolation prize drawn from all entries, so it's always worth having a go, even if you don't think you've got all the answers right. Okay then, if you're ready, we'll get started.
Question 1.
We'll start with a music connection. Can you tell me the connection between all of these songs?
Somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind it cries.
Question 2.
Which word can follow copy, out, and up to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
Question 3 is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture. If not, you can go to the website, www.podquiz.com, and see it there. There is also an alternative question on there for those who can't do picture questions. It's a map, and I'd just like you to tell me which country is highlighted.
Question 4.
Which comet made its closest approach to Earth on this day in 1997 and was one of the most widely observed and brightest comets of the 20th century?
Question 5.
We're about to hear a poem, or part of one at least, and I'd like you to tell me the name of the poet. We'll let this play through and then I'll be back with the answers for the first 4 rounds of this week's quiz.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this, and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to the still beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more.
And now, the answers.
Number one was Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. Number two was Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups. Number three was Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Gotta make you understand, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Number four was The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep. And number five was My Baby Loves Lovin' by White Plains. My baby loves loving. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby
loves. Round two.
Round two is on statues, and the answer to number six, that statue built around a Gustav Eiffel framework, was the Statue of Liberty. Number seven, the statue of a Hans Christian Andersen character in Copenhagen is the Little Mermaid. Number eight, the Venus de Milo is missing her arms. Number nine, The Thinker was by Auguste Rodin. And number ten, that Michelangelo statue is David.
Round three.
Round three was on ancient Greek deities, and the answer to number 11, Eros and Aphrodite are the god and goddess of love. Number 12, Ares and Athena are the god and goddess of war. Number 13, Poseidon and Amphitrite are the sea. Number 14, Hypnos and Pasithea are sleep. And number 15, Thanatos and the Keres are associated with death.
Round four.
For round four, we had the In Which Year round, and the year that I was after was 1939. If you got that on question 16 after just one clue, you get all 5 points. If you needed the John Steinbeck clue, that's 4 points. If you needed question 18, that's 3 points. Question 19, 2 points. And if you needed all 5 clues and did get the question right, you just get 1 point. That's it for PodQuiz 990. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to have a go at the prize round, I'll need to receive your answers by the 5th of April, please. Some messages before we go. Happy birthday to the coolest girls, Lacey and Tyler. Hope Disney is as fun as you all are. Love, KPT and Kyle. Tracy would like to wish her wife, Sam, a very happy birthday and says, here's to many more Friday trips to work, listening to PodQuiz. And Paul and Steffi would like to wish congratulations to Kyle and Megan on their upcoming wedding. Bye now.